Item 1350.
Authorize the Bureau of Transportation to acquire certain permanent and temporary rights necessary for construction of the St. John's Truck Strategy Phase 2 project through the exercise of the city's eminent domain authority.
Do we have anybody from the Transportation Bureau here?
Yes.
Come on up.
The most patient person.
Yeah, no kidding. And at the 12-6 council meeting, while he's coming up here, there was a property owner request, as you'll all recall, to redesign a portion in the North Lombard Avenue sidewalk. And we wanted to carry this over to hear the results of that conversation, although the record is closed on this item.
Great. Rich Newlands, Portland Bureau of Transportation. I'm the project manager. And yes, we have talked with the property owner about moving the curb out to build the sidewalk in a way that does not need any acquisition of right-of-way.
And you don't need any temporary easements either?
In that particular location, we don't even need a temporary, but for the rest of the project, there's sidewalk further to the north. We do need temporary easements.
So I move the amendment to remove the words permanent and from the title and to remove exhibits 25, 26, 27, and 28, which all pertain to the same property who testified at the hearing.
Second.
We have a motion on the table from Commissioner Fritz, seconded by Commissioner Fish, as contained in the December 7th letter to the City Council from PBOT. Any further discussion on that item? First, let's call the roll on the amendment.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The ordinance or the amendment is adopted. Is there any further discussion on the main motion?
I'd like to move to add an emergency clause to read that the council declares that an emergency exists because delay in property acquisition at this location may result in a delay in construction and impact the overall project completion. Therefore, this ordinance shall be in full force and effect from and after its passage by the council.
Second.
Commissioner Fritz moves the emergency clause. Commissioner Fish seconds. Please call the roll on the amendment.
Udaly.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. Any further discussion on the main motion? Please call the roll.
Udaly.
I'd just like to say that I really appreciated that property owner who came and testified on December 6th. She certainly had reason to be unhappy, but she came in well-informed and presented in an incredibly pleasant and helpful manner, and it was just a refreshing experience. So thank you. I can't remember your name, but I wanted to acknowledge that. Aye.
Fritz.
Well, thank you to Rich Newlands as well. You've been a person who's been in the Bureau of Transportation for a long time and is known for being a good listener and to wanting to work things out, so I appreciate that very much. I also want to thank Janine Gates on my staff who brought the issues to my attention within the exhibits in her briefing beforehand. And I'm very glad that we've got to this successful resolution. I know the community is going to be very, very happy to have the project done, so thank you for that. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Great work. I really appreciate it. I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted as amended, and we are adjourned until Thursday at 2 p.m.
Well done.